So, the Dalai Lama continued, when we talk about afflictions, we refer to specific kinds of conceptual modes of cognition. Some of the antidotes for these afflictions may at the initial stage be conceptual, but later they can develop into non-conceptual states. Unquote. In other words, the means for neutralizing destructive emotions include meditation practices involving thoughts, the conceptual, and those that transcend thought, the non-conceptual. The Dalai Lama noted, mental afflictions by definition are considered distorted. Mental afflictions overlap with destructive emotions, though not exactly. As the closest parallel concept in Buddhism, it would play a major role in our discussion. Now the Dalai Lama brought the discussion around to the topic at hand, countering destructive mental states, including emotions. He said, generally speaking, when we adopt a specific antidote for mental afflictions, the antidotes tend to reflect the nature of the afflictions themselves. For example, to counter attachment, there are meditations designed to bring to mind the unattractive characteristics of the object of your attachment. Or, for anger or aversion, you cultivate loving kindness. And so the meditative cultivation of loving kindness and compassion in the Buddhist context depends on attending to those aspects of reality that arouse loving kindness. Let's take this Western term, emotion, and draw on its Latin etymology of that which sets in motion. In Buddhist understanding, there are two ways in which the mind is set in motion or aroused. One is cognitive, using reasoning and taking evidence into account. This more thoughtful mode, he added, tends to give rise to positive emotion, as in arousing loving kindness. He concluded, therefore, from the Buddhist point of view, even in dealing with the afflictions, understanding the nature of reality becomes very important because lack of understanding leads to either reification, some kind of nihilism, or false denial. For that reason, valid, verifying cognition is very important.